Hello and welcome to the Pueblo Star Journal's Pueblo Mayor Race Podcast. I'm Ben Kaysen here with Tom Kroschel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good today, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing so well. I'm good, so good. Excited.
Good.
We're getting close to Election Day. Excited to do this podcast. I just want to jump right in. First say, the election is November 7th, so listen to this podcast. Go check out our other ones on the other candidates. Get to know the candidates. Get to know what they believe in and get ready to vote. Make sure you go vote in this year's election.
So, absolutely. Every vote counts.
For sure.
So,
absolutely.
This is a very important election.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, there's, you know, Pueblo's, you know, at a crossroads. And I mean, it's, you know, the mayor can make all the difference.
I like that. Yeah. Well, let's just jump right in and see, what would you like to see Pueblo look like at the end of your term if you win? So 2028, what do you want things to look like?
Well, I would like to see crime reduced. And, you know, I've told people before, I said, you know, I talk about moving Pueblo forward. In this case, I'd like to move Pueblo backwards to 2018 crime numbers. Hmm. Crimes up, violent crime, homicides, burglaries up about 250% since 2018. So I think just getting back to that 2018 mark would be, you know, a huge accomplishment. So I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see a permanent solution for the homeless problem. I don't think the city necessarily needs to be in the business of taking care of the homeless, but I think we need to provide the tools for a lot of the nonprofits to do that. Not just in funding, but I think we need to come up with a facility, like a temporary housing facility, so we can get these people off the streets and get some stability in their life. And then we can bring the services into them, because it's amazing. You know, if you go out and you talk to the homeless, they're not all drug addicts. They're not all, you know, they don't all have mental health problems. Some of them are just down on their luck. And I read a story in online yesterday about a program in Denver. And I don't know if you saw this or not, where they gave so many homeless people $1,000 a month and to find out what would happen. And, you know, the results were kind of amazing. You know, how many of them went out and got permanent housing on their own, got jobs, you know, became productive members of society. They just had that opportunity and somebody to, you know, to give them that hand up. I'd like to see, you know, Pueblo, you know, just aesthetically be more appealing, you know, to people driving down the highway. I'd like to see us really, you know, increase tourism. Pueblo's a great place. You know, it really is. If you get off the highway, you know, and a lot of people are afraid to get off the highway, to be honest with you. But if you get off the highway and you get into Pueblo, I mean, it's, you know, some of the old buildings, you know, the architecture and stuff. Mm. It's like, it's a good place.
Mm. Well, let's jump over to, you mentioned crime and that you'd like to see it down back in 2018. What are the steps you would take to address crime as the mayor?
Well, you know, I kind of like to break out crime and public safety into two different categories. Mm. I think the only way we're going, and I, you know, a lot of people keep that in one category, but I think the only way we're going to make, you know, improve public safety is by getting our police department fully staffed. I don't know what the latest figure is. I believe it's close to 70 officers down. Mm. Mayor Gratishart, you know, touts that he's hired 70 officers in the past 5 years. But we're still 70 down. So he doesn't tell you that in that case, 140 officers, you know, have quit in the past 5 years. So I think we need to get the police department fully staffed, to, you know, just to improve public safety and just get the boots on the ground. But I think there's steps that we can use to lower the crime rate. You know, and I talk about solar lights, and a lot of people on like Facebook have pushed back and said that, you know, that's not going to do anything. And I have additional cameras, you know, and that's, but I think it will. I mean, if you really do some research, you'll find that it does work.
Yeah. What do you mean by solar lights?
Just solar street lights, solar powered street lights. Some you can put them anywhere, you know, and I have one in my backyard because, you know, when somebody pushed back on Facebook, I said, you know, I want to check these out. So I bought one online and it's they work, you know, when you compare them to the amount of light that, they put out compared to a regular street light. They work. And I do think that they can make a difference because, you know, it's like a lot of crime happens in, you know, areas, dark areas. So I think you can improve, you know, like if you can improve the lighting, that'll help. It'll, you know, it may chase the cockroaches somewhere else, you know? And I think if you put up cameras, it'll bring an awareness to where, you know, well, okay, somebody's watching us. License plate readers, is another one. I don't think we need a real time crime center. I think that's really, if the citizens were really to take a look at it, they would see that it's a waste of money. You know, I think when a lot of people hear real time crime center, they, you know, they're thinking of like some sort of CSI show on TV where there's somebody monitoring all these cameras throughout a city, you know, 24/7. That's not the case with the real time crime center in Pueblo. It's going to be, I think it's like a 10 hour a day monitoring deal, 7 days a week, but you know, there's going to be 14 hours a day where there's not going to be anybody in the real time crime center monitoring the real time crime center. And it's a $750,000 a year, you know, project, after, you know, close to $2.5 million startup. And I think for that kind of money, you know, we could do a lot of other things. And for $750,000 a year, you know, you could probably hire an additional 7 police officers. So I think, you know, I'd like to see us, now this may sound a little crazy, but use like a, LED, sign program where kind of like Crime Stoppers, where if you're driving down the highway, you see these people's faces on the highway on a billboard, you know, a huge billboard, and they can roll. If they've got a warrant out for their arrest, you know, I don't care if it's for, you know, theft from a merchant or, you know, whatever it is, if they haven't, you know, followed through and they've got a warrant out for their arrest, you know, they're a fugitive, you know, they're wanted by the law. And I think if we start putting their picture out there and it starts getting back to them, you know, it's like, hey, I was going down the highway, you know, I saw your picture on the Crime Stopper billboard. You know, it's like, man, you're probably going to change your behavior. You know, it's like, once your picture's out there for everybody, yeah, that would
freak me out.
Right. You know, it's you know, and I think it's tools like that that we can use. Say we had 5 billboards throughout Pueblo. And if we could get the merchants involved, you know, when you walk into Walmart above the door, they've got, you know, a $300 LED screen that's scrolling these pictures, you know, get their pictures out there, you know? And I think, they'll change their behavior and, you know, maybe make things right, you know, and become legit.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, you know, but like I say, I think there's a lot of tools we can use.
So let's jump over. You mentioned homelessness as well, that you would like to see, you know, moves when it comes to that. What would you do practically as the mayor to address that?
You know, I think since I've been running and, you know, I've got my Facebook post and I had a post that I had boosted regarding homelessness, and I've gotten some really crazy responses back. I think what we need to do is, I don't think a lot of people, you know, it's the church's responsibility. It's not the church's responsibility. And the mayor had said, you know, made reference to that in a article in the newspaper. I think what we need to do, it's not just a problem for the city of Pueblo. I think it's a problem for the county of Pueblo. And I have one guy who is just constantly criticizing me, but he's from Pueblo West, you know? So, I mean, it's like, if we were to load up 300 homeless people and take them to Pueblo West, he probably changes, you know, his tune, you know, but I think what we need to do is ideally we would find permanent housing for everybody, but that's something that's not possible. I think we need to focus on permanent housing. There's families out there that are homeless. We need to focus on finding them permanent housing. And this, you know, there's programs out there. Maybe they don't realize it. We need to get them in touch with the housing authority. But I think what we need to do is build a temporary shelter, housing shelter. And what I mean by that is we're just going to put up like a circus tent. It'll be a permanent building. And when someone's homeless, they can come there and we can, like I say, bring resources to them. You know, whatever their problem is, if it's mental health, if it's substance abuse, if they just lost their job, we can bring employment services to them. So I think we need to build a temporary housing shelter to get the people off the street and, like I say, and get some stability in their life. And that would be a priority for me. So I think another problem is, you know, if you do, you have someone in your temporary housing shelter and they get a job, they need a way to get to work. You know, so 5 years ago when I ran, I think it's the post is still on my website. I talked about improving public transportation, increased hours, you know, increased routes. And this way, you know, people can utilize it. You know, not everybody has a car. And a lot of people, I've talked to people that have become homeless, you know, for something just, you know, stupid. I mean, something is, you know, a traffic offense. They lost their license. So the next thing, you know, they couldn't get to work. They lost their job. They lost their car. You know, they lost, you know, their home, you know, and now they're homeless, you know, and I don't think people really realize that how easy it is for someone to become homeless. I think 58% of the population in the US is one paycheck away from being homeless. You know, so it's not, you know, there's a lot of things that go into homelessness. You know, it's not a simple fix, but I think it's, you know, we're not going to do anything unless we take that initial step forward, you know, to try to solve the problem. So, but yeah.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, what would you do to address affordable housing in Pueblo?
You know, that's a tough one. 5 years ago, again, when I ran for mayor, and now the city 5 years later, they're looking at doing something about it. I thought that we could, through tax liens and such, take possession of a lot of these properties and a lot of vacant land that's already in throughout Pueblo, and make these houses that are condemned available to people for, you know, first time home buyers. And I have I've talked about it again, and I don't think a lot of people realize in the paper. I said we need to get like Pedco involved, and people are like, yeah, it's Pueblo Economic Development Company. You know what? How are they going to help? Well, what we need to do is, and this is just a thought, is if we were to take some Pedco money, say $2 million, and deposit it with a community bank or a credit union, and use that $2 million to collateralize loans for first-time home buyers. That could be construction loans. That could, you know, be whatever. And then, but they would have to, there would have to be a stipulation on there. They would have to be able to qualify for permanent financing. If not, you know, the program would just would run out of money and we would become a banker, you know? So I think that's something that we can look at. And it's because in Pueblo, some counties, they don't let the homeowner do much when it comes to home improvement. But in Pueblo County, the regional building department, you know, if you want to put on solar on your house, that's something you can do. You don't have to hire a solar contractor. You know, you can, you know, do your research, buy all the equipment and everything, and you know, watch some YouTube videos, do it yourself. You know, you've got to pull a permit, get it inspected. That's something you can do. A lot of counties won't let you do that. You've got to use a licensed contractor. But Pueblo, in that sense, they're pretty good. So, I mean, say you bought an old house and you've got a brother-in-law that's a plumber. You know, he can come and do the plumbing for you. You know, it's like you don't have to hire a licensed plumber. If it can be inspected, you know, and pass inspection, you know, you can do that. So you can build equity that way, you know, if you're a first time homeowner and in an affordable fashion with, you know, affordable housing. I mean, if we're giving you a house for $100, you know, it's usually the water tap's already there, the sewer tap's already there. So those are fees you don't have to pay. Another thing is though, that the city to encourage developers is infrastructure improvements. I met a guy who's, he's got a business here in town, a couple of businesses here in Pueblo and one in Colorado Springs. He wanted to develop 50 affordable housing units and he had the land and it was approved for what he wanted to do. But then when he started really getting into it, the city told him, you know what? You've got to replace this sewer line. You know, it's over like a mile and a half down the middle of Prairie Avenue. You know, he would need to replace this sewer line and it was going to be millions of dollars, you know, by the time all was said and done. Well, guess what? Those 50 affordable housing units are no longer affordable because he has to improve the city's infrastructure, you know? So I think we need to look at, you know, the city as far as, you know, water and sewer. Those are the city's responsibilities. We need to look at improving the infrastructure to support more development. It's, you know, that's the only way it's going to work, because you can't just, you know, it's, if you keep adding on different expenses, it's not going to be affordable. You're not going to have any affordable housing. So
Tom, what's one issue that maybe we don't ask you much about, but you are really passionate about that you'd like to dig deeper on? What's something that isn't kind of towards the forefront of the questions you're getting asked that you're passionate about?
I don't know. You know, if there's one particular issue, you know, and it would be inflation, I guess you could say,
yeah.
But I'm not sure exactly, you know, to me, the way we can lower prices, you know, to the consumers in Pueblo is by lowering crime. You know, you go into, like you say, Walmart, and you know, now they've got armed security guards. They've got somebody that patrols the parking lot. Same thing with King Supers, you know, and these are all costs that are passed on to the consumer. And then you've got, you know, theft that goes on that they don't catch. You know, those losses are passed on to the consumer. So if we can kind of minimize those with the merchants, hopefully we can lower, you know, the cost of goods for people. Gas, you know, I don't get why gas is so expensive in Pueblo. You know, you can go and it'll be 40 cents a gallon cheaper in Cripple Creek than it is in Pueblo. It can be 40 cents a gallon cheaper in Colorado Springs than it is in Pueblo. If you do the math, it's like the delivery costs. If you do some research on the math, the delivery costs don't justify the increase in price. I think that's something else that we need to look at is why is gas so expensive in Pueblo versus every place else? You know, is it the jobbers, the guys that are hauling the gas in, private contractors? Is it, you know, the retailer? Is it Loaf and Jug saying, you know what, these dopes in Pueblo will pay more, you know, so let's charge them more. You know, is it maybe it's, there's not enough competition. I don't know, but I'd really like to find out, you know, that would be another thing, you know, the cost of gas. Cause that's, you know, not everybody has an EV, you know, and it's, so you've got to, you know, you spend your money on gas. So I think that's something, you know, that, some of the areas that, you know, I would focus on. But like I say, a lot of that has to do with the reduction in crime. There are a lot of things are, you know, interconnected
for
you know,
sure.
Yep. Yeah. Even like crime, a lot of crime, petty crime is committed by homelessness, you know, homeless people. So, I think if you can solve one problem, you know, it makes it a little bit easier to solve the next one. So,
Awesome. Well, I think my last question for you is what's so special about Pueblo?
Pueblo is a true melting pot. It really is. I think for the most part, everybody's accepting of everybody. I lived in Fort Collins for 12 years and I moved back to Pueblo and because there's no place like Pueblo. You know, I really did. I enjoyed Fort Collins. I liked Fort Collins. But there's no place like Pueblo, you know, and it is, it's like, say, it's a true melting pot. It's the American dream, you know, to be honest with you. It's when you look at all the, you know, just all the heritage, you know, and the culture in Pueblo, you know, from different nationalities. You didn't see that in Fort Collins. You know, for example, I think that's one of many things that makes Pueblo special. It's a great place, you know, it's a great place
for sure. So. Awesome. Well, thank you, Tom. So much. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah. So if anybody's listening to this, they want to get connected to you and your campaign, how can they connect with you?
Tom Kroschel for the people on Facebook.
Okay.
You know, is the best bet. You know, you've got, if you want to call me, you've got my email's on there. You know, my phone number's on there. Everything's on there. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Tom. Good luck with the election, everything, by the way.
Right. Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on, yeah. I know. So
enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, will do. Awesome.
Because it is a nice day out there.
Oh, it's beautiful day today.
It's really fun,
absolutely. All right. So for Ben Kasin and Tom Kroschel, thank you so much for listening. Remember, go vote November 7th. Make sure you go vote in this election and the other ones going on here in Pueblo. Your voice, your vote, this is a big deal. So
yeah, very, very big deal.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm excited. Awesome. Thanks. For Ben and Tom, have a great rest of your day.
Right. Thanks, Ben.